Back in September, Heather Lee and her boyfriend Dave Sears hopped on the motorcycles in Revelstoke. Not for a day ride or a local tour, they were heading around the world. After some delays and injuries, they have conquered the west coast of North and South America, logging tens of thousands of kilometers. Late last month, they reached Ushuaia, Argentina, which claims to be the world's most southerly settlement. Heather Lee is on the line with us this morning. Good morning, Heather.
Good morning, Chris.
Where are you right now?
Dave and I are in Santiago, Chile.
In an airport, I understand.
Yeah, we just spent the afternoon here. It's about 2:30 our time, and we just spent the afternoon putting our motorcycles on an airplane.
Where is that airplane going?
It's going to Los Angeles.
Is it hard to say goodbye to your motorcycles?
Well, yeah, a little. We always worry about leaving them, but we will see them soon in about 4 days. If we were sending them by ship, we would probably see them in about a month. So this is a much less time to be away from them.
Now, you were in Ushuaia, I understand, in Argentina, the most southerly settlement in the world. Can you tell us about your trip around the southern part of South America?
I'm wondering if Dave could maybe answer that question. We're both here, and maybe he can answer that.
Sure, put him on.
Sure. Hello, Chris.
Hi, Dave.
So, the night that we arrived into Ushuaia, it was actually a pretty challenging ride. We got a little delayed during the day. We had a ferry and an international border crossing to contend with. And as the day wore on, we still felt that we could make it, but it started to get dark. It started to rain. There was snow on the side of the road, and it was quite cold. It was still raining, but we weren't sure if the wetness to the road was actually black ice or just wetness from the rain. So the last 60 kilometers took 2 hours.
Wow.
It was hair-raising.
Yeah, it sounds hair-raising. And then when you get there, what's that community like?
Well, it was much larger than either one of us had anticipated. It's a fairly modern city. Lots of shipping in and out. It's one of the starting off points if you're going to Antarctica. And from a tourism standpoint, you can get on a tourist type cruise and head to Antarctica down to one of the peninsulas that extends northward from that continent.
And your ride back up to Santiago that's quite a distance, I think. How was that?
Yeah, we took a ferry. So we rode up about, 1,000 kilometers. We rode to Puerto Natales, and we actually put the motorcycles and us on a boat 4 days and rode up, sailed up through the fjords, and thinking that it would be quite sort of like an Alaskan cruise. But it was a lot different than that, but it still, it covered 2,000 kilometers that we did not have to do on the bikes.
Now, you talk in your blog about your trip, about mechanical breakdowns and mental breakdowns. Just, I wonder if you give us a sense of how challenging this has been.
Yeah, it's been pretty challenging. It's definitely not a holiday. It's I've always said traveling is a lot different than holidaying, and there have been a lot of challenges as far as things like we're so exposed to all the weather. So riding a motorcycle, you're not in an air-conditioned car nor a heated car. You're not shielded in any way from the wind. And Patagonia is world famous for horrendous winds. So riding a motorcycle through some of those winds that are 60, 80, even up to 100 kilometers per hour is extremely challenging and even terrifying at times. So sometimes there's some mental breakdowns with dealing with weather. And if it's too hot, like some of the Central America countries we went through were very, very hot and we're
humid.
Yes, and essentially we're wearing ski suits because we have all our protective gear on. So we're essentially, we have like ski pants and ski jackets on in like 35, 40 degrees Celsius.
Wow. And the people you've met along the way, has everybody been welcoming and friendly? I hope.
Mostly. We've had just one situation that kind of stands out in my mind where the people were not openly friendly. Most of the time we get smiles and waves and thumbs up, and you really see these glowing smiles on children's faces as you ride past. So overall, it's been a lot of positive experiences with people.
Now, you're sending your bikes to LA, which is a lot closer to home than it is to Santiago. Where will the bikes go from Los Angeles? You're not coming home, are you?
Well, we're passing through home on our way north to Alaska. So that we've decided to use the summer months to our advantage in North America. As you know, down in South America, it is now turning into winter. So the bikes had to go somewhere. And, you know, we have to leave South America. We would have to fly or ship them somewhere. So we thought we would head back and try to. We had quite a delay at the start of our trip. We left in mid-September, and 2 weeks after we left, I had an accident on the motorcycle and broke my wrist, and we had to wait 3 months until we could start again. So we started again in the middle of December, but we started, because December at home is chilly, we had to start in Arizona. And so we started from Quartzsite, Arizona, and we're flying to LA in order to start from Quartzsite, Arizona, and head north now, so we can connect the whole system that way.
Okay. And then once you're done with Alaska, then where do you go?
Then we will probably be going to either Africa or Europe. We haven't decided which yet, because it depends on what time of year we get back from Alaska, and there are some logistics for riding a motorcycle in Africa. We need some documents that they are not issuing at this time that we hope they will be issuing soon.
there's a lot to think about. How long do you plan to be riding?
We're hoping for 2 years in total. And there, you know, certainly there may be some downtimes. Seasons are something that we didn't really factor into the situation. We kind of thought, oh, we'll just ride and go wherever we want, and make plans kind of by day. But we're finding that weather, because we're on motorcycles, is definitely a huge influence and makes the decisions for us as to where we go. So we're kind of at its mercy.
Well, Heather, Dave, great to talk to you both. Drive safely.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.